Hello, podcast people. It has been a while. I took a big, long break from all creative output into the online world, space, whatever we are calling the internet these days. I took that time to prioritize some healing for myself. And now I'm back. And some things have changed. If you're consuming this content on YouTube, you'll notice there's no video, just some kind of static image that hopefully looks nice for you to look at. I don't know, I haven't made it yet. There's just audio here. And so if you're listening on like a podcasting type platform, you're just hearing this as you would anyway. And some things have remained the same. I am still Amy Schlerb, the Aligned Actor. I am an actor, a life coach, a mindfulness and neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. And today, I want to talk about the idea of creative inertia, and really just the idea of inertia in general. It's not just an idea, it's a law, I think, rule, general guideline of our universe. I'm not a physicist, obviously. My father is, so that's fun, but I do know that the basics of inertia say that an object at rest stays at rest and an object in motion stays in motion unless acted upon by an outside force. That's inertia 101 for you. And lately I've been thinking about this, especially as a creative person, that this idea of inertia and creative inertia, it's a blessing and it's a bitch. Because I have been wanting to do this podcast again and get back into my YouTube videos as well for a really long while. But I just have not been doing it. Right? And I'm really glad that I haven't been pushing myself or finding busy work to make myself feel more productive. And instead, I've just been sort of sitting in this discomfort, you know, this feeling of like, oh, I should be doing something. I should post something on social media. I should put a podcast out into the world. I should make a video. But I'm done in my life with falling for should. I'm sure I'll fall for some shoulds here and there along the way in my life. We all do. But I'm kind of done. I'm hip to the should. I see it coming. I can find them easier and easier. And I'm more and more like, nah, why? I should do that. Nah, why? And then I get to actually decide for myself if I want to do something or not do something. It's a little bit of a tangent, but you're still here with me. I've gotten really good at sitting in the discomfort of inaction, wanting to take some actions, wanting to kind of feeling like I should do something, but just going, okay, I'm just going to sit in that. This is uncomfortable. I'm feeling like I should do something, but I'm not going to. And it's been the same with social media. So I deleted all social media from my phone because scrolling just became this bad habit of nothing good. It was also a space where I was sitting and thinking I should post, but then not, and just more scrolling would happen. So that really wasn't helping anybody or anything, or it was just not good, right? And I thought to myself, well, when I know what I want to share, when I find something that feels like pure me and pure fun, I will come back. That was kind of my general rule or guideline parameter that I set for myself, boundary that I set for myself. Or not, because maybe I'll just decide social media is just not really for me, which might be the case. Because what actually lights me up and gets me excited is podcasting, YouTube videos, places where I can actually share ideas and insights and my own journey and experiences in a way that is more human, I feel, more vulnerable, I feel, than there's a lot of gloss. And there's a lot of expected gloss or expected rawness too on social media. It's a weird space. Like, you're either expected to be full glossy or full raw. And sometimes it feels very authentic, and sometimes things feel very inauthentic. And until I know exactly where I am and what I am doing, this all sounds weird, right? Because I'm thinking it up on the spot. But it just was not a space. It's just not a space that attracts me anymore for a number of different reasons. And I may explore some of these things in more depth in future podcasts. Probably future podcasts, probably not YouTube videos. So I wanted to get back into sharing on a podcast, doing the YouTube videos, things I really like doing. And I know I could also just share those ideas on social media, like, hey, here's a podcast. Hey, here's my latest YouTube video. But I'm still not doing it. Because sitting down to write, my gremlins would say, another time. Or, you know, they'd present something for me to go do instead of what I wanted to do, which was sit down and actually write. Or my body would experience this state of nervousness and anxiety, which it was feeling as I was writing this out. And then I wrote in here, maybe as I'm recording it, I'm not actually feeling it as I'm recording it. I'm feeling actually very calm and centered and grounded, which is actually really nice. I feel a little weird about some of the stuff I said about social media earlier, but I'm also choosing to just let that go. It will be what it was, and it has happened, and it is out there, and we're okay with it. Because change can be hard for us humans. And that's why those gremlins were getting really loud anytime I was going to do a new action, make a change in my life about, like, oh, I'm going to write. I have not been writing. I am now going to write. That is then a change. Change is hard for us as humans. That's inertia, right? Because it's the object at rest, staying at rest, because the change, that outside force, has to be big enough to change it. So an object at rest stays at rest, an object in motion stays in motion. All of this, unless acted upon by an outside force. So of course, it's going to feel hard, and it's going to require some kind of outside force to start podcasting again, to start putting YouTube videos out again, to decide how I want social media to exist in my life and what boundaries I need around that. And force doesn't have to, it doesn't have to be bad or scary or tough or just do it, muscle through. That outside force might be delight or joy or fun. Oh, I want to do that. It might be the pull of excitement that is the outside force that can then change my state of inertia. I don't know. Hopefully my father's not listening to this and going, she doesn't know anything about inertia. Because, so when I decided to stop all creative output into the world, that felt hard. Because an object in motion stays in motion. So I was used to producing things. I was used to producing posts, videos, podcasts, all of that stuff. And the outside force at that time that stopped the creative inertia was my desire to prioritize my healing journey and finally give myself a break from something that I had been doing for maybe 20 years that I'd just never taken a break from. I'd always felt like, oh, I have to put something out there. I have to be doing something at all times and keep going and going and going and going and going and never stop. And initially, it might seem like stopping would be easier. Just don't do the thing anymore. But at the time when I stopped, I had so much fear and so much discomfort around the idea of I am not going to put things out into the world right now. It was stuff like, what if I lose business? What if I miss out on stuff, not being on social media? What if people think badly of me? But my outside force, prioritizing my inner healing, was strong enough to change my state from motion to rest. And so now, in deciding to come back to this, deciding to come back to podcasting, YouTube videos, I think I need to figure out what's the outside force for now doing the opposite, going from rest to motion. And there are some things that I've come up with that are definitely driving me forward, pulling me forward back into momentum and motion. There's a feeling that I get when I share and connect with people that is magical. That's pulling me forward. I can see others resonating with what I say, my ideas having an impact on them. Focusing on those mental images, that pulls me forward. This space of podcasting, of making YouTube videos, it's very similar to acting for me in that it feels like having an impact on an audience, touching an audience with a performance, whether you make them laugh or you make them cry, you're having some kind of impact on them. You're causing some kind of change in them. So that feels really juicy to me. And that's something that pulls me forward. That's an outside force that pulls me back into motion. And I love these topics. So talking about all of this stuff, sharing my experiences, sharing my journey, sharing my knowledge with you is fun for me. Because even just writing out all of my ideas and all of my notes, I gained insight and clarity and benefit before I even decided to record this, sit down and record it, and then share it out into the world to you. So I benefit from just the process of the whole thing. It's great. It's very self-serving of me to create this podcast again. This idea of creative inertia and inertia in general is really helping me see things in a whole new way in my life. I see change completely differently now. And it's really helping me meet myself with much more self-compassion. That was one of the big insights and clarities and benefits that I got from sort of musing on this idea of creative inertia for myself while I was writing this episode. And I also have realized that feelings and emotions aren't really a big deal. As my beloved acting teacher would say, they're all worth a nickel. because as actors, she was always, you know, on us about how, like, oh, we all think that, like, oh, we're going to win our Academy Award by being able to portray sadness and deep sorrow and pain. And then she'd look at us and be like, yeah, but all of the emotions are worth a nickel. So, like, that's not any better than, you know, sarcasm and joy and elation, or like they're all the same. Don't think that the ones, the heavy loss and the pain, are somehow worth more to you as an actor than, you know, contentment or you know, any other emotions that might come forth from you as an actor. And I think the same is true for humans. We all, just humans in general, that as our emotional experience, every emotion that we experience is valid and is important. So they all carry equal weight. There aren't really bad emotions or good emotions. They're all just states that our body goes through as we process our circumstances and our thoughts about our circumstances. So of course, if I'm nervous about restarting my podcast, if I'm having feelings about restarting my podcast, that's okay. I can still do it. Of course it's going to feel hard to start again. Inertia. No big deal. And I'm choosing to focus on the force that is pulling me forward into action, that outside force. The force that is getting the inertia wagon rolling again. My deep soul desire to share and connect with people. So that's what I'm going to do. I am not sure what my next YouTube video is going to be about, but I have tons of notes and knowledge and ideas, and we'll just kind of see which of those feel fun and juicy to explore now, and something will come out at some time. I'll figure it out. Likewise, I have some ideas for this podcast, some personal explorations that I want to unpack with you. This was one of them, this idea of creative inertia and why it was that I was getting in my own way restarting this podcast. And generally, though, my plan for this podcast moving forward is to be far more personal. I'm going to take that again. And I'm not going to cut that out because we're human beings and we make mistakes and things happen. So my plan for this podcast moving forward is to be far more personal, far more vulnerable, keeping in a mistake like that, keeping in a flub. Who cares? We're all humans. Human's gonna human. It's what we do. So it's gonna be a lot more sharing and exploring my way, my journey, how I've been looking at things, maybe how I'm even currently in the midst of something, not necessarily just in hindsight how I did something, but like if I'm wrestling with an idea, I might explore it sort of live. And all of this is then hopefully to encourage you to find your way. Find whatever way works for you, whatever will work for your life. Which really is why I love life coaching so much. It's really what all of my work is about. It's about helping you find your way as a human being. Because we can get ideas from each other, we can try things on, but we all kind of have to just figure this out for ourselves. And that has been a big lesson that I have been learning recently and really exploring more and really getting more and more comfortable with the idea of, okay, I'm going to do this my way. How do I want to do this? What is my way? I don't have to do this like anybody else. There's no should. Should do it this way, should do it that way. I'm gonna do it my way. Like Frank Sinatra. I did it my way. I don't even know if those are the right notes. I apologize for that. It is what it is. If you want to know more about me and my work as a life coach, as an actor, mindfulness, neuro-linguistic programming, whatever you want to know about me, please visit my website, thealignedactor.com, and you can find out lots of stuff about me. Okay, take care until next time. Bye.